For the situation in Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court, the Security Council has to come to a unanimous decision. However, Russia had all along already indicated that it was opposed to the idea because, as its ambassador to the UN has put it, it would have a detrimental effect on brokering peace. In his message to the Council, the UN Secretary General pleaded with its members to set aside their differences and work together to bring an end to what he called this long nightmare for the Syrian people. His message was delivered by Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson.
For more than 3 years, this Council has been unable to agree on measures that could bring an end to this extraordinarily brutal war. It has deeply affected and damaged not only millions of Syrian civilians, but also the entire region. If members of the Council continue to be unable to agree on a measure that could provide some accountability for the ongoing crimes, the credibility of this body and of the entire organization will continue to suffer.
Presenting the draft resolution, Ambassador Gérard Aron of France said that negotiations to end the conflict in Syria cannot take place while the warring parties are still bent on fighting.
On ne négociera pas avec ceux dont on a tué, torturé.
Negotiations will not take place with those whose brothers and wives have been killed and tortured. They are too afraid of their vengeance. They will have to be killed in turn. In this context, France's proposal is based on the conviction that this impasse should not lead us to close our eyes to the atrocities committed every day in Syria.
Speaking after Russia and China vetoed the draft resolution on Syria, Ambassador Samantha Power of the United States said a judicial process does more than hold perpetrators accountable.
It also allows victims to speak. The vetoes today have prevented the victims of atrocities from testifying at The Hague for now. But nonetheless, it is important for us here today to hear the kind of testimony we might have heard if Russia and China had not raised their hands to oppose accountability for war crimes and crimes against humanity.
Ambassador Power said that the outcome of Thursday's vote, disappointing as it is, will not end the pursuit of justice. Derek Mbata, United Nations,